to try to understand the inner meaning of this kirtan. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Vibhavase Jugala Priti. If you want to know what is the priti of conjugal love, then we'll have to go to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, and to pray, "Oh Prabhu, you should be merciful to us." And only by the blessings and mercies of Rupa Goswami, we can know what is jugal priti. Otherwise, in colleges, we cannot have these things. Anywhere in world, in no colleges, even a shabda, a bit of from colleges, those who are nasty,
atheist.
But they can learn us. They cannot teach anything. They will teach us tit for tat, Chanakya Niti and all other things. Policies, duplicacy, hypocrisy, all these they will teach us. So, ja bhagavat pada vaishnavere sthane. You should go to Vaishnava and you should learn what is bhagavat. Real meaning they will give. Not any university or philosophical colleges, anywhere. Krishna prem and Krishna bhakti can be achieved only by the unconditional mercy of unconditional surrender. Without surrender, we cannot have an atom of bhakti. Anywhere it is not written that we can go to any in world, in any learned person. Right? Less and less learned persons in India also, who knows all Vedas in their books. What?
The poet in memory.
In memory, yes. How? They can utter very good
tune.
Shastra Sirsa.
Stotra,
Purusha-sukta, Sri-sukta, and also we cannot utter. I don't know in what college Haridas Thakur has read. He had been written in what college? He was the principal, perhaps, of that college, Namacharya, who has given this title, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave. And he cannot write A, B, C, O, A, Ang, A. How he became? By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya. We don't know into what college Srivas Pandit or any has done. Krishna bhakti cannot be had anywhere in this sphere or in world. Ja bhagavat pada Vaishnava. So here, Narottam Thakur, he was a very learned person in Sanskrit, in Bengali, and was top learned person. But he is telling to Loknath Goswami, that, "Oh Gurudev, be merciful to me that I should go to Rupa and Sanatana, Rupa and Raghunath. Only by their mercies, if you surrender fully in that lotus feet, then automatically Krishna Prem will come. Sraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav. Like a garland, it will come. going to school, colleges, to professors and principals, anywhere in this world. A little bit of bhakti, even in Shraddha cannot be, we can have. So, you should try to go to Vaishnavas. If they are, even they are in Madhyamadhika, they can give at least Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. At this level they can give, and after we should go to whom? Uttamadhikari. Then we can recognize, we can realize that who is Vaishnava Madhyam and who is Uttam. Without Uttam Adhikari, prem cannot be achieved. You should have a very tight understanding. So, don't go to colleges and schools. Any persons who are learned, Anuswar and Vishar, they can do Uthak, Baithak, Dandak. With Anuswar and Visarga, they have no relation with Krishna at all. Try to honor them. If you have to give honor to that kind of devotees. Even to Kanishta you should honor. If who are against you, you should give honor to them. So, here, how can we give honor? Only by the grace of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. If the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is coming to us, then we can chant Gauranga Balite Habe Pulakasa. Like this. Oh, Gauranga, Sakinandan Gauranga. Otherwise we cannot tell. We can make a sound, Gauranga Balite Habe Pulakasa. But that sound is mundane sound. Nityananda Prabhu cannot hear this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not hear this. Those who have surrendered solely to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu has accepted them, then all this sound will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And heart will be melted. And that melting through eyes will come as a tear. Then our life will be successful. Mm. These are the process. But to have Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu has manifested himself in so many sadguru. But really they should be guru. So-called Gauri. Guru cannot do anything. In this world there are so many so-called gurus, having the best, but having so much anger, lust, and what?
Hypocrisy, duplicacy,
this.
Envy.
They are not even a Vaishnava had to be a Sadguru. So we should try, but our try will not do. We should tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhu, you'll have to manage Sadhu Sangha, Sadguru for me. He will hear certainly if our desire is earnest. And then we can do all these things. Then we can pray to Rupa Sanatan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Hai Ve Akuti, Kabe Ame Bujhavase Jugalapari. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Hai are not going in proper
channel,
then what will be? Instead of Rupa Raghunath, we will go to anyone else, and we will be attached to worldly sense gratification. We are bound to be like that. So, we should go to Vaishnava. But it is very hard to have the association of Vaishnavas if we have no past impressions.
Past impressions.
You cannot have the association of bona fide Vaishnavas. Then what to do? If you are not going in this process, you cannot realize what is jugal priti. Even Shraddha you cannot know. What is jugal priti? And what is Vrindavan? What is Vrindavan? Those who are living in Vrindavan, they are not Brajvasi actually. Who are Brajvasi? Who are Brajvasi? No desire, worldly desire. They have relation to Krishna with Sakha, Vatsalya Bhava and Gopi Bhava, beloved. If anyone has this relation and serving Krishna, actually serving them in three modes, they are Brajavasi. I think those who have taken birth in Vrindavan, like tortoise, like others, like donkeys, they are in Vrindavan. They are not in Vrindavan. Actually, they are not in Vrindavan. Those who have relation with Krishna, but he is my friend, and serving Krishna, oh, he is my son, serving him like Yashoda. And he is my beloved like gopis, then actually they are Prajapashi. Rusnatan was Brajavasi because they were Rupmanjari and
Long Manjari,
Anand Manjari and all these Manjari. They are seen in the shape of male, but actually they were not male. They are descended here only to have, give mercy to make qualified to be in Vrindavan. And you are Brajavasi? No, I am not Brajavasi. Actually, I am not. But I have some hope that I will be one day Brajavasi by their mercy. So don't think that all are Brajavasis. Those who are certain in that. And those who want this, they are Rupa, Raga Nuga Vaishnava only. They are thinking that when a day will come that by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu Baladeva Prabhu, I will be Brajavasi and I will serve Brajavasi. We can serve Brajavasi. Don't think and have a vow that I am Brajavasi in Vrindavan. Only you should pray that I can serve Brajavasi and then any day in any birth I may be
Brajavasi.
So here, in this poem he is saying that Rupa Raghunath Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Bujabe Se Jugal Priti. Jugal Priti is so hard, so hard. So we should pray, O Rupa Raghunath, have mercy to me. I am not qualified, but yet I want your mercy. If you will not do Kripa, then I may die. So we should pray like this. Saranga Saranagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Pratna Sune Sinanda Kumar. Saranga Saranagati. You know Saranga Saranagati. This is the basis of bhakti, not bhakti. Saranagati is not bhakti, but it is the basis. It is the door of Sivakti. What is Saranagati?
Anukullasa sankalpa.
Anukullasa sankalpa pratikullasya vivarjanam rakshasati iti viswaso goptitve varanam tatha atmanikshepakarpanno sarvidhav. First, helpful for bhakti. We can what?
Accept.
We should not accept anything which are
unfavorable.
Like one thing. We give a class of Bhagavat and we take so much money, or I will take $10,000, then I will read Bhagavat for 7 days. This is helpful or unhelpful? What is this?
Unfavorable.
You will do kirtan and take some paisa, some money. They should keep up. I will be a brahmachari and worship daily with Thakurji, or I will do kirtan. You should make $25,000. Yearly. What is this?
Unfavorable.
This is offense. If anyone wants to serve Krishna and Gurudev, he will tell Gurudev, oh Gurudev, I will serve you, but you will have to pay $40,000 to me yearly. I will serve you. I will cook you. I will serve you. Even not so much. You said, Gurudev, pay me my clothes, my fooding, lodging, and all the charges, I will serve you. And I will propagate to you that you are a Jagat Guru. I will take a video and preach you. You should give me, pay me $20,000 yearly. I will do fooding, all these things in the whole world. That you are a very big Siddha Mahatma and you are Jagat Guru. And if you will not give, then I will do
quite opposite.
These are not bhakti. So, you should adopt what are favorable and reject what are
unfavorable.
There are so many things like this. Have a very faith, very good faith in Krishna that he will support me. He will give everything what we want. Anyone cannot do. I am taking the shelter of Krishna whether he will save or not save. It depends on him. And surrender. Atma Nivedan. These are six Saranagati. First Saranagati should come to Gurudev. And then Gurudev will give it to Lotus Feet of Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. These are process. So first be sincere. Sincere devotee. Not wanting anything. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. If there are so many requirements from Krishna, Gurudev, then he is not a bona fide sister and disciple. We should try to follow all these things. Otherwise, Krishna prem, bhakti will not come. Sadhan bhakti will not come. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Veyakun. Thank you. ocean of endless ocean of rush in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare,
Hare, Hare, Hare, Hare, Hare. But we don't know anything. Like a boy was playing with his toys. Toys are like glasses, pieces of cloth. Anyone came, a monkey came and took that glittering
glass
and he went on the trees, from here trees to that, and he vanished. The father of that son came and began to search. He was not finding where it is. In the meantime, a Jauhari came. Jauhari, you know?
Jeweler.
Not jeweler, but those who recognize what is jewel or not.
Taste.
Jewel.
Gemologist. He came and told, "Are you, where is that glittering glass?" Actually, it was not glittering glass. It was hira, and best kind of hira. Hira means
diamond.
Diamond. Best kind. I saw that boy playing with that, thinking it twice, and also you are thinking. But actually it was very precious, precious diamond. What is the price? What may be the price? I cannot tell the price. Perhaps whole America should be sold to anyone. The price will not be yet some less. It was so. And it was so qualified that if anything be touched, iron be touched to that, it will be diamond. So from that, lakhs and lakhs diamonds can come, like Kohinoor and more than that. You know Kohinoor? In India it was that at last it came to England. It is in the Queen's
crown.
It is like Samantakmani. No? Then he began to, where to go? So Harinami is more than that. I may tell a story. Very good story. There was a Siddha Mahapurush. Siddha Mahapurush, you know? Uttam Bhagavat. He used to live in a village, in a solitary place, in Vrindavan, anywhere, near Jamuna. And he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he used to be, his hair used to be?
Yeah.
He has one disciple. He was also surrendered, and he was a good devotee. Always serving his Gurudev, always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One day, Guru went to another place. He went to Barsana, or anywhere. And he told to his disciple that, "I am coming after 2 days. So you should look after duties. And I am coming." He went away. When he went away, second day, a villager came weeping and took in his son dead. He was dead. He told that, "My son is dead now. Where is your Gurudev? My Gurudev has gone another place. You will have to do treatment." Said my child, "Miss my child, if Gurudev was here, he would have said it." So your responsibility to say this.
Oh, I cannot do.
No, I know that you are in the place of any Siddha Mahapurush, we can do. He began to tell again and again. The disciple thought that I should do anything. My Gurudev has used to tell that Krishna name is so powerful, like Krishna. Krishna may save this boy, he will save him. So name is equal to him, more powerful. So he wrote down on slate, you know, slate.
Slate, black stone
in India,
chalkboard,
and wrote Krishna or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And he washed that 3 times. Wrote down 3 times. And he gave to that boy who was dead. And actually, and wonderfully, that boy got up and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All were so happy. Oh, this boy is also Siddha Mahapurush. Because his Gurudev is Siddha Mahapurush. They returned very, very, they were happy. When their Gurudev returned, that all the Hirijals of that village came to Gurudev. Gurudev, your Shishya is indeed a very Siddha Mahapurush. How? My son was dead and he accepted that boy. Gurudev called that boy disciple. How you accept? Gurudev, you have told me the glorifications of Harinam, so I wrote down and washed it and gave it to boy. 3 times I gave. You have given 3 times. Get out from my ashram. At once, I don't want to see your face. Get down. Go on. Go out. Go on. And he gave a slap to the disciple and it did like so and got. He began to weep. All the Vedas were so much as one wondered why he has done. What fault he has done. They apologized, but no, you will have to go from here. He began to cry and cry and weep. Then he told her, come on, take this stone and go to market and try. What is the value of this stone? And he gave a stone. He was thinking this is a very simple stone. He went to a shop of Shag Bhaji. Shag Bhaji, you know?
Vegetable shop.
Vegetable shop. Do you want to take this? Yes. What is the price of this stone? I can give you 1 kilo of palan shag. Palan shag, you know?
Spinach.
Any shag patti. 1 kilo.
Oh.
1 kilo is also a price. I was thinking that this is a bogus stone. And I will not sell it. He went to another shop, goldsmith. He told that, can you take this and give me, repay this? He saw. He said, yes, I can give. I can give you $100. He told that, I don't want to sell it, but I was only thinking and looking that, what is the price of this stone? 100. He returned to Gurudev and told that, Gurudev, you should order me, I will go and sell this $100 the price. So much. Don't sell it. You should go to Jauhari. Jauhari, you know? You should go to Jauhari. He went. He eagerly told that, I want to take it. What is the price of this? I don't know price. You should tell the price. He told that $1,00,000 I will give. Then he became so astonished. Oh, this very little stone, but so much price. He went at once to Gurudev. Gurudev, $1,00,000, your $10,00,000 they are telling. You should give it. And very, very simple stone. No, no. You should go to king. And there are so many jauharis there. And show them. He went there. And so did. King told to all the jauharis, what is the price of this? He told, all the jauharis told that, oh, it is not a very simple stone. It is like chintamani. What you will desire, it will give. So if you sell your kingdom and you will try to repay that, you cannot do. Then he came to Gurudev. You should sell this. We will have so many kingdoms from this. Because you are foolish, that is why I was telling you to go out from my ashram. This is stone, Chintamani, Harinam. So Harinam is, you have worked and give him, and he stood up and he was set. You see, not only this is qualification of that. Who will take this name? They first jump up and go across of this endless birth and death. And after they will cross Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, and they will go to
Golok Vrindavan.
Prem has two things, two aspects. Milan,
meeting and
separation. Like when Krishna was in Vrindavan, was meeting with all Brajavasi, and when he went to Mathura, then separation would come. Srimati always like a mad, always tears, separation would there. But we know that in meeting, we have no idea of inner something we lose. And in separation, what? We have more things. We cannot see outer, but inner. There is so always meeting and meeting. Always thinking of where Krishna? How Krishna? How can I be? Where Krishna? Where Krishna? Always meeting with Krishna in inner. And outsidely we see, are meeting with Krishna, no inspiration in inside. So sadhak should be like this. If any is, one is sadhak, and not lamenting that, oh Krishna, where you are, then it is not really a sadhana. We are not seeing Krishna, we are not meeting Krishna. So, oh Krishna, where you are? Both are in this Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna meeting. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Separate. Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna. This is separation. So when we will do this, then we will think that, oh, Krishna has gone Mathura. In from Vrindavan. Oh, Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is lamenting there in Mathura and Dwarka for Braj Gopis and Braj
Darshans.
And here Radhika and all Brajvasi are feeling separation from Krishna. In the same way, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this is separation mode. No? So we should like to feel, we are taking, drinking, making merry here, there, making money, all these things. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If there are so many persons, then we can dance and laugh and so. And if there are none, oh, no video, no any audience, then we should not chant more and we should not jump and do kirtan. What is this? Haridas Thakur alone living, jumping, dancing, rolling down, Hare Krishna, and we, I tell that, oh, video wala, come to me, and there I will dance, you should take my photo, I will give you so much money. And then you propagate everywhere. When we are in room, so let us refresh, then we don't take mala, and when we go to any place here and there, then we take mala, Hare Krishna, oh, how are you? Hare Krishna, and give money. Where is your pranami? Dakshina? This is not. So we should do, chant, always like this. Then it is bona fide Harinam, otherwise Nama Parat. And if it is good, then it is Nama Bhaj. And after that we have relation to Krishna, Gurudev will give relation in Diksha. What is the relation with Krishna? Gurudev himself does not know all these things, what are the relation with him. We are not qualified to hear anything, Srimad Bhagavatam. Only we read Gita first and second chapter. We are not physical body. But have a ego to all, that I am so learned. And how he can? If he want to learn all these things, go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate. And go and take the feet dust, remnants, bhaktapada dhuli are bhaktapada jav. Bhakta bhukta shesh 18 sadhana nirbhav. If you want Krishna bhakti, then you should have to three things. Krishna charanamrita is not so powerful. The charanamrita of Vaishnava are more powerful. Remnants of Krishna is called Mahaprasad, but the remnant of any bona fide Vaishnava is called Maha Maha Mahaprasad. And the bani, words, these are the remnants of that bhakta. We should take all this in our hearts. Then these are sadhana. So we should try to follow. Have a relation with Krishna. What is the relation? It will come from diksha. Dibyam jnanam jado dadyati kuryat papasya sanchana. Giving mantra, I will give air in your. This is not big. So big fire, yajna was done. And 100 tins of ghee was there. Swaha. Om Narayanaya Swaha. This is not good.